Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Motown, fan or no?
Sure.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Josh, yes. Are you a fan?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's a genre that most people would say they like.
You know what? I know it, obviously. Well, not all of it. But I don't seek it out.
But when it's on,
yeah,
you can get into it. Even sad songs.
I can't think of a sad like, to me, Motown's all
Grass
up.
Of My Tears.
The
Smokey Robinson.
The... Is that a sad song? No, because that's not... Maybe lyrically it is.
If you look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears. Party up! What do you think?
Then I'm thinking of the wrong song. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun.
That's Tears of a Clown.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he was trying to hide his sadness by fooling the public.
Wait, Tears of a Clown? That's not a sad song.
I mean, it's more upbeat.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. They came out with the list of the 100, what they call it, greatest Motown songs ever.
I have to revisit Tears of a Clown.
And rank them. Wait, which one?
Don't let my glad expression give you the wrong impression.
Wait, stop. Tears.
Smokey.
Which one was Tracks in My Tears?
Also Smokey.
Yeah.
In the Miracles? Wow, Smokey had some hits.
Don't let my glad expression give you the wrong impression. Really, I'm sad. Oh, I'm sadder than sad.
Dun 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 dun. Yeah, okay, so I guess it's a sad song. That's fine. Hey, can I ask a question real quick, not related to this? Is Smokey Robinson the one who had sex with the woman we know?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But Smokey was Motown's songwriter.
Do I not give Smokey enough credit?
You never do.
I don't feel like I do.
Pretty you know storied why? Career.
I'll tell you why, and I don't mean this negatively, but was Lionel Richie the next generation Smokey Robinson?
That's a pretty fair comparison.
And I think that's why I don't give Smokey Robinson credit.
Because you don't give Lionel Richie enough credit?
No, I don't. I don't. I look at Lionel, like when he did the Commodores, I'm like, that's fine. But like now, no, I'm serious. I don't give him, like, I don't look at Lionel Richie and go, wow.
He's quite a solo career, too.
But he did Dancing on the Ceilings, and then.
Oh, my God, if there was a love song written, it was by Lionel Richie.
No, he did Kenny Rogers' Lady, and then that was it.
Endless Love?
Oh, who did he sing that with? That was a duet.
Diana Ross.
Yes. She also from the Motown generation.
Yes.
Number 20.
Wait, how many did they do?
They did 100. You want to do all 100?
Well, what's
what was 100?
Yeah, what was 100?
Oh, I only printed out from 20. pull up the list. Pull up the list. There was one in the 80s that I saw that I thought should have been higher. But, you know, part of the problem is you feel like you know the songs and you don't in some cases. What was number 100?
Hold on, I got to find the list.
I have it.
Oh.
What's 100?
Number 100 is Smokey Robinson and
the
Miracles.
Oh, my God.
Shop Around.
Oh. You better shop around. Ooh, ooh.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things
it's
that
like you
don't
understand now.
Before you ask some girl for a
I do the low end.
Keep your freedom for as long as you can.
I got a knock on camera. You better shop around.
You know that one.
I just know that one part of the song.
Oh, can't wait to hear more.
Also wouldn't have known that was Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Oh, stop. You didn't know that was Smokey. You don't know that's Smokey.
He's got a pretty distinct voice.
That was Motown's first million seller.
What was? You better shop around? Like, I don't know Martha and the Vandellas. Like, I know the name. Oh, didn't they do...
Dancing in the Street?
Yes, they did. No, that's... Yes, they did do that. They did do that.
No, that was Van Halen.
No, it was David Bowie and Mick Jagger. They did Dancing in the Streets.
So did Van Halen.
And so did Martha and the Vandellas. What was... Oh, wait, can you go to the 80s? Can you go to the 80s? There was one in the 80s that I really like. What was 99?
You just said 80s. I thought you were going to do top... Okay, hold on. So do you want 90s now?
No, I don't want all the 90s.
You want 99?
Oh, yeah, well, that's Gretzky. Who's the Gretzky? And then you know which one we're stopping at next on the way.
It's Martha and the Vandellas.
Oh, is it really?
Jimmy Mac.
Oh, Jimmy Mac, when are you coming back? Oh, Jimmy Mac.
Huh.
Stepped on a crack. Yes.
I know... On second thought, that it does kind of make sense, but it's not the like Stevie Wonder's 86
signed, sealed, delivered
with Sir Duke.
Who?
With Sir Duke.
Mm.
That to me is not like a Motown song.
Well, it's on the list.
No.
How does Sir Duke go?
Talking about Duke Ellington.
I don't care who it's taught. Is that really who it is?
Yes.
I had no idea. The what is Sir Duke? Da
da. Some songs da, in the key da, of da, life. Da, 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 da.
Oh, don't start naming records like you know. Ba-na-na. What's the first lyric?
Music.
Music is a word within itself. With a language beyond.
You want to go name that tune?
All right, this song was good. This song was good. You know who else I don't give enough? Well, no, I give Stevie Wonder. I give him credit. Okay, can we do 69?
I thought you said there was something else in the 80s.
Yeah, there was, but I don't remember what it was.
Boyz II Men?
They're not Motown.
And they were on. That's Motown's biggest hit, right? Is it End of the Road?
Yeah.
No. How is that? That's not a Motown song.
It's on the label.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a lot on the label. So you're telling me Motown Philly is, that's the same as Dancing in the Streets?
Hey, where's Rare Earth?
Just because you were on the label doesn't matter. Am I going to line one?
What number was Higher Love?
Oh, by Stevie Winwood. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Hold on, line one. Hi, y'all, in the morning.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for? Dude, Lionel Richie sang all night long. Say you, say me. You're the sun.
By the way, say you, say me is a Paul McCartney song.
All night long is 57.
Say you, say me.
Oh, I'm thinking of Say, forever. Say, Say by Michael Jackson.
I always get
Paul
those
McCartney
mixed up.
He sang all night long.
All night.
Number 57.
Come on, man.
Wait, what's number 57?
All night long.
No! All Night Long is not a Motown song. It's not a Motown song.
I know, but you were saying Lionel Richie only had one song. He had like a million.
Yeah, I don't give him enough.
Can I guess the number one song?
Are you a big Motown fan?
I am a big Motown fan, yeah.
Are you really? Like, do you have a playlist of Motown music?
I do. For my parents, my mom's 60th birthday, I was in charge of the whole playlist. But like The Temptations... Bucky Robinson and the Miracles. Marvin Gaye's Motown. My Girl was going to be number one was my guess.
Which one?
My Girl.
My Girl.
No. No, that's not.
Top 10, though.
Hold on.
What was number 69?
Ain't Too Proud to Beg, Get Ready.
Ain't Too Proud to Beg is the best.
Ain't Too Proud to Beg, Sweet Mama.
Darling.
Ain't Too Proud to Beg, Sweet Baby.
And what about, are the Four Tops in there? Like Sugar Pie,
Honey Bunch, Sugar Pie, Ain't a Something in Love with You.
You're good.
Can't help myself.
Two different songs that you're singing. No, nobody else. That's me. Oh, by the way, what am I looking for?
Well,
I don't know.
69.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. What's number 69?
Oh, you don't have it.
No. Ain't Too Proud to Beg.
69 is.
Sweet Mama.
It's hard to navigate this list.
Yeah, I know. That's
Ain't Too Proud to Beg was number 20.
Oh, was it really?
The Four Tops, Bernadette, was 69, the magic entry.
Oh, wait, hold on 1 second. Can anybody? Never heard of this song.
Yeah, you have. You can't say you've never heard this song.
Hand to God. Never heard this song.
Wait till we get to the hook.
Have you heard this song?
Well, as they write in the description, it's impossible not to get swept away by the chorus.
Never heard this song. I'll say this. Not only have I not heard this song, shouldn't be 21 in.
Turn to dead.
That's not for me.
I can't help myself as 21.
Right. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Sugar pie, honey bunch. I can't help myself. Number 19.
Oh, I thought we were doing top 10. 19 is Please, Mr. Postman.
Stop. Oh, wait. Yes, wait. Just a minute, Mr. Postman.
He's gone.
All right. Top 10. Top 10. Number 10. Number 10.
Number 10, we mentioned.
Oh, we did?
It's Smokey.
Oh, God.
And the Miracles, Tears of a Clown.
Oh, I thought that was. This is the one I know. Dun, dun,
this
dun,
is
dun.
The upbeat song.
Yes.
Yes.
This but he's dead inside.
Listen to the lyrics.
But this is. You know what's sad? Never listened to the lyrics before.
You just dance.
You just stop it.
Really, I'm sad.
Sadder than sad.
Boy, this song is really depressing.
The description's great.
The
backup singers are just going sad, sad, sad.
So Stevie Wonder approached... by the way, I'm not. I tend to focus more on the instrumentals when it comes to music, but come on, as Diane just pointed out, they could not say the word "sad" more.
I've never listened to the lyrics. Like you hear like the tears and the frowns, like you hear that, but then you think it's like, but that there's no time for that because the clowns are here. Yeah, like I'm in a circus.
So Stevie Wonder approached Smokey and told him about a track he had just finished writing. This was at Motown's annual Christmas party. Smokey took it home. Thought it sounded like a circus. It was bright. The melody was swirling.
Thank you.
And he wondered, what can I write about the circus that's going to touch people's hearts? Can't write about animals. People love animals. But what's that got to do with touching people's hearts? Unless I write about something tragic happening to an animal. So he eventually landed on the idea of a sad clown. It appears on the 1967 album Make It Happen, released in 70. And went on to top the charts in both the U.S. and U.K.
Wow, how about that? Yeah, I never knew it was a sad song. Am I going to line one? Hi, Yoli, good morning.
Yeah, hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Adrian, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm awesome. So I'm a huge Motown fan, and every song you've played I've known.
Have you really? Did you know that Bernadette song?
Yeah, yeah, I know Bernadette. Like, it's so good.
Oh,
So I saw the Motown musical twice, actually, and Smokey Robinson is all over because he was like the first guy that Berry Gordy kind of started working with in Motown.
Right.
When they moved to Detroit. So that's, I mean, so he's been with, like, you know, he's part of Berry Gordy's like musical career.
Right.
He's,
I gotcha.
Reason it happened.
Yeah, no, no, no. And
yeah,
listen,
so it's really cool.
Yeah, no. And listen, Berry Gordy obviously changed music. I get that.
Well, yeah.
And by the way, you know who used to work in the Motown building in Los Angeles?
You?
Oh, no. Rick did. Oh, yes.
Rick,
as the matter of fact, my star is right outside. Right outside the Motown building. Oh, you know who doesn't have a star? Oh, J. Thomas, Rotten Hell. All
right. Very good. Very good. Thank you. I'm glad you saw the Motown twice.
By the way, speaking of Rick D's, Rare Earth is on this list.
Is Rare Earth a Motown band?
But it's a bunch of white guys.
Yes.
Okay, well, the Motown is everything. What is
This was a Motown song?
Yeah. It's kind of funky.
It was a subsidiary label.
Huh.
Named after the band.
Huh. I just want to celebrate. This is probably a depressing song.
Sad.
All right, get me back to the top ten.
We also mentioned number 9.
Oh, what is number 9? Dancing in the Streets.
Great song.
I will say, though, well, here you are, I'm the pirate. Can I say this without it being blasphemous? It's not the best version. It's not. It's old. Well, they all are, actually.
Because it's the original?
I don't know if that's true.
Yes.
Oh.
It was not Van Halen.
Don't you agree the Bowie Jagger version was great?
I like the Van Halen one better.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What about the Vandellas version?
I mean...
This is Martha...
Martha and the Vandellas.
Martha Reeves and the Vandellas?
Yes.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you. It don't matter what you wear, long as you are there. Come on, every guy, grab a girl, everywhere around the world. I'm nailing that one. Thank you, Bowie. 8.
All right, 8, but you have to sing it in the same register as the lead.
Oh, no. I mean, oh, God. This is ABC.
Cinch him up. Back.
Oh.
Here, put on this fringe vest.
I can't get up there.
I want you back.
By the way, how is this not number 1? Wouldn't that Jackson 5 be the biggest Motown band ever?
Well, what were they basing the list on? What was the criteria?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And ABC, which you misidentified this song as, came in at 15.
I like this one better than ABC. I like this one better. ABC.
Yeah.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. This is much better. I want you back. I got your back.
Ooh, ooh, baby.
Don't you think this should be number 1?
Well, let's wait.
Well, I haven't gotten to number 1 yet. Number 7.
Set me free.
Why don't you, babe? This is, don't tell me. Is this Martha Reeves and the Vandellas?
Nope.
Supremes.
Right. Yep.
Got it. Got it. With Diana Ross. Before she went solo. Hanging on. Was Diana Ross the one that would later in life orgasm during that song? No.
Love and Love You Baby?
Yeah.
That was Donna Summer.
Donna Summer. My apologies to the Ross family.
Did you say the Ross or the race?
I don't like this one. ABC is better than this.
Supremes, obviously, though, we're on the list a ton.
Wait, who?
The Supremes.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
All right, number 6?
Yes.
We also mentioned this one.
Oh, Benny King?
Oh, my God, it's the Temptations.
Oh. I thought it was the sunshine.
You thought that was Stand By
Stand
Me?
Stand By Me, yeah. A cloudy day.
You big dummy.
When it's cold outside, I got the month of May.
Little pitchy dog.
I would have been good. You know what? Let me get up.
The dances?
What could make me feel something? Here we go. My girl. Again, ABC better than this.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Come on, that is such a good track.
Well, when you first hear it, you don't necessarily think that it's that song. You think it's Benny King.
Smokey explained in the write-up that he specifically wrote this for the Temptations. If not for the group, I would have never written this song.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
Because, you know, as is the case with a lot of the music from this era, it was shopped around.
Yeah, of course.
But he says, no, this was written
specifically for
the
them.
Temptations.
Hey, can I ask this, though? And I'm no Motown expert.
that's been clear.
Like now, when you see, like, and I don't know how, like, when the Temptations are out on the road, I don't know if any of them are, like, legit temps.
I think in a lot of cases, it's like relatives, like that talent was handed down.
But is it, like, where the four, like, I look at that tour now, and it's always the temps and the tops, and I always look at it as, like, the four tops are just kind of, like, hangers-on that are just kind of, like, out for, like, we'll go out and open and, like, move your gear. Were they like that back then, though? Was it like the Temptations were, like, A's and the four tops were, like, C's?
Oh, I don't know.
Because don't you look at that tour this way, that way?
Let's build that way.
Well, it's always the temps and the tops.
Yeah.
It used to be the four Temptations and the four tops. But then once they all started doing other things, like dying.
Number five.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Nope. This would be Superstition by a non-blind Stevie Wonder.
You're still going with the conspiracy.
Wait, can I? I don't mean to crap on it. Can we agree, Sir Duke better than Superstition? Ain't no. No, I got the wrong word.
You went ain't no?
No. Don't we agree? Dun, 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 dun.
Better song. I prefer that song.
Everybody does. Everybody prefers.
Stevie's on the list, obviously, a ton. You Are the Sunshine of My Life came at 47. Higher Ground, 39.
Oh, Steve Winwood.
Living for the City is 18. Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours is 13.
Great song.
A lot of entries.
Right. Wait, which was the Higher Love?
Higher Love was the Steve Winwood sound. The song that he talked about was Higher Ground.
Oh, Higher Ground. I don't know if I know that one.
Yeah, Chili Peppers redid it.
Oh, okay. I know that song. Yeah. All right. Very good.
Oh, it's on my mixtape with Van Halen, Mick, and...
Can I go to line two? All right. Hi, Yoli in the morning.
Dun.
I'm going to have Sir Duke in my head all day. All day. By the way, I may argue that should be number one. Dun, 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 dun. No, ABC. Hi, who's this?
ABC.
No. Not ABC. What's the one that we played? I Want Yous Back. That's the...
That's Gary, Indiana. That's the regional dialect.
Right out of the Midwest.
I Want Yous Back.
Hi, I'm sorry. Who is this?
This is Brian.
Hey, what's up, Brian?
Hey, so I want to tell you the Funk Brothers. The Funk Brothers wrote all that music for all that Motown stuff.
Were the Funk Brothers to Motown like Chris Stapleton was to country music?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, James Jamerson was the bass player that played all that stuff.
Okay, you're getting real deep. You're real deep.
It's funny, though, that he brings them up right now because the next entry,
right.
I won't tell you the song, but it says it's the all-time peak for the Motown house band, the Funk Brothers.
And what number is it?
Yeah. Four. Number four.
Sir, what would that be? What was the Funk Brothers' biggest song?
I mean, all the Supreme stuff. I mean, everything. Just everything in Motown. Barry Gordy. They all have that stuff together.
Right. All right. Very good. Very good. Thank you, sir. Are you a big Motown guy?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. A lot of people are really into Motown,
into
like
it.
As much as I am.
The writer. Well, still, you go to weddings, and it's like, that's the band.
Right. No, that's true. Like,
that's all you're going to hear that night.
Right.
And it's a little disappointing. But it's fun for the first hour. They go on to write here for the drums. Listen to the drums. The legendary Pistol Allen goes on the run of his life with a beat that Keith Moon even tried and failed to copy.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay,
here we go. Number four.
I got it.
There you go.
Nope. It's like a heat wave burning in my eyes.
Whenever.
But is this heat wave?
Yes.
Yeah, I got it. I got it. I am mad. What year is this?
63.
Wait, how many little boners were dancing out on a dance floor to this thing? It's like a heat wave.
It's his singing that turns
me off. You know what I realized?
We're going to need a different backup singer.
No, you know what I realized?
Can you get rid of the guy that goes, S-s-s-s?
No, I know all the songs. I don't know any of the words. I don't know any of the words. I can't even understand. I'm listening. I can't tell. Here we go. It's like a heat wave. I don't know the words. Luckily for Elliot, he doesn't have a job that deals with music and stuff. You're right, man. I like a heat wave. I don't know the lyrics. All right, number three. Oh, now we're into the cream of the crop. All right, here we go. Number three.
You don't like this one? Same play.
Do they really?
Play it to the end.
It's like a heat wave.
Here we go. Great time for music. It's like a heat wave. I can jump in right there. Who is this again? Is this the Supremes?
Martha and the Vandellas.
This is Martha and the Vandellas? Oh. Was she like a sex symbol?
I don't know.
I let the music speak for itself. Well, not now. All right, can we do the next one? That's my other problem with Motown. I feel like I get, and I know the songs are 2 minutes, but I get tired of them a little quick.
Oh, God. This one's a little longer.
Forward.
And remember, Berry Gordy thought this was a massive mistake.
What, the song being so long?
Song number three. Not the length, but the subject matter.
Oh, am I going to hate it?
No.
Why don't you just not talk?
Wait, so Berry Gordy thought the subject matter was a mistake?
Yes.
As opposed to the crying clown?
Even opposed to that, yeah.
I don't know this song.
Mother. Oh, this is Marvin Gaye.
Oh, my God.
Can I ask a question? What's the song about?
The unrest of the time.
Oh, so it was just like for like a social song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, well, Berry Gordy was wrong.
Careful out on that limb. We
don't need to escalate. I like Marvin Gaye.
Inspired by seeing police attacking protesters in Berkeley's People's Park, Gaye knew he found the perfect vehicle to express his growing concern.
You know, good for him.
Despite Berry Gordy's reservations, What's Going On turned out to be the most iconic and perennially relevant track
song of
in
the, time.
The Motown catalog.
I would agree with that. It's going to make whatever 2 and 1 is seem kind of empty. What's going on? All right, let's get to number two.
Back to the Temptations.
No, it better not be. Oh, it's not what I thought it was going to be.
Now, you mentioned length. This song was like 6 minutes long.
Papa was a Rolling Stone. Nailed it.
Papa was a Rolling Stone. Everywhere he went, we all came along.
The 3rd of nope. September.
Yep.
That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will.
Can I argue against this being number two?
The most dramatic bass line in all of rock and roll?
Let me hear it. Wrong.
I agree with what you said before. Like, it's hard to top what's going on.
By the way, say again?
I think, like you said, it's hard to top what's going on, and that was number three, and this tops it.
No. I could top what's going on. I Want You Back is a better song. I'm not saying that based on content.
Catchier. Let's go.
Wherever he went, we went along.
We're going to lose one temptation.
At 7 minutes, Papa was supposed to be too long for radio, but like American Pie and Bohemian Rhapsody, it raised the stakes and changed how people heard pop music forever.
Oh, you know what? I like that point. No, that's a good point. Am I going to line one? Are we up to number one?
We are.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
I like to report a murder. You've killed every goddamn song on this list, Elliot. I mean, just murdered it. I had to listen through all this stuff. You singing in the background. Ah, Papa was Rolling Stone.
I nailed it, though. Damn. I nailed that song. All right, we're up to number one.
You nailed it into the coffin is what you did. God damn, man.
All right, we're up to number one.
Yes.
By the way, could we agree, though? Could we agree? Like, what was the last song we played? Oh, Papa was Rolling Stone. Uh-huh. Sir Duke is better than that. No, it is. I Want You Back is better than that. Don't we agree?
I mean, in terms of catchy, sure.
Yeah, well, just how about in terms of good? Am I going to hate number one?
Yes.
Oof.
There's no question based on earlier comments.
Go ahead.
Because in 3 minutes, it captures the genius of Smokey Robinson.
Oh, God. Oh! People! Nope. People say I got it!
Yeah.
People say I'm the life of the party. That's all I know. Is this Tracks in My Tears?
This song is Smokey at his best, which means it's also Motown at its best. And one
So
thing,
take a good look at my face. I don't know the next line. See my smile looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to taste.
I think it was
the tracks in my tears.
And one thing never changes, even after all these years, nobody can sing Smokey like Smokey.
Elliot. Oh.
He's a national treasure then, now, and forever.
That's overstated.
You started the segment saying, I don't think I give Smokey enough credit.
I'm not putting this. What was the last one that we did? What was the last Smokey song?
Tears of a Clown?
Better than this one. So take a good You know what? Sir who called in, this is for you. Smile looks out of place. Closer, it's easy to taste. The tracks in my tears. Not as good as his other one. His other one. He had two songs. Need you. Sad.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.